Let's have a big warm London Palladium country style welcome for the world's number one country artists. Ladies and gentlemen, Buck Owens and the Buckaroos.
One, two, three, four.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, back up in the hills among the evergreen, there stood an old cabin made of earth and wood. There lived a country boy named Johnny B. Good. He never ever learned to read or write so well, but he could play guitar. Sit beside the reed by the railroad track. The engineer would see him sitting in the shade. Listen to the rhythm that the drivers made. People coming by, they would stop and wait. Oh, my, but that little country boy could play. Go, 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 Johnny, go, go. Go, Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go. Go, 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 Johnny, go. Go, go, but Johnny be good. Be a man, and you will be the leader of a big old band. Many people come from miles around to hear you play the guitar when the sun goes down. Maybe someday your name will be in lights, but Johnny be good tonight. Go, 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 go. Go, Johnny, go, go. Go, Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go. Go, 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 Johnny, go. Go, go.
John Henry's pappy woke him up one midnight. He said, before the sheriff comes, I want to tell you. He said, listen, boy, learn to hoist a jack and learn to lay a track. Learn to pick and shovel too and take that hammer. It'll do anything you tell it to. John Henry's mammy had about a dozen babies. John Henry's pappy broke jail a dozen times. The babies all got sick, and when the doctor wanted money, he said, I'll pay you a quarter at a time, starting tomorrow. That's a pay for a steel driver on this line. Then a section foreman said, hey, hammer swinger. I said, I see you brought your own hammer, boy, but what else can all them muscles do? And he said, I can hoist a jack, and I can lay a track. I can pick and shovel too. He said, can you swing that hammer? And he said, do anything you hire me to. He said, now ain't you something? You so high and mighty with all them muscles. Go ahead, boy, pick up that hammer and show me what you can do. He said, get a rusty spike and swing that hammer down three times. Pay you a nickel a day for every inch you sink it to. Go on and do what you say you can do. With a steep-nosed hammer on a four-foot switch handle, John Henry raised it back till it touched his heels, and the spike went through the cross tie and it split it half in two. 35 cents a day for driving steel. Said, sweat, boy, sweat, you owe me two more swings till I was born for driving steel. John Henry hammered in the mountains. He'd give a grunt and he'd give a groan with every swing. The women folks for miles around and heard him and come down. Said, watch him make the cold steel ring. Lord, what a swinger. Watch him make the cold steel ring. Then the bad boss come up laughing at John Henry. He said, you full of vinegar now, but you about through. We gonna get a steam drill to do your share of driving. Then what's all them muscles gonna do? Huh, John Henry? Gonna take a little bit of vinegar out of you. John Henry said, I feed four little brothers, and my baby sister's walking on her knees. Now did the Lord say that machines ought to take the place of living? Then what's a substitute for bread and beans? I seen it. Do engines get rewarded for their steam? Then John Henry said to his captain, said a man ain't nothing but a man. But you can bring that steam drill around and I'll beat it fair and honest. I'll die with that hammer in my hand, but I'll be laughing. Plus you can't replace a steel driving man. There was a big crowd of people at the mountain. John Henry said to the steam drill, how is you? I said, pardon me, Mr. Steam Drill, I suppose you didn't hear me. I said, how you, huh? Can you hoist a jack? Can you lay a track? Can you pick and shovel too, huh? Listen, this hammer swinger's talking to you. John Henry told his captain, tell the kind folks, don't worry. That ain't nothing but my hammer sucking wind to keep me breathing. This steel driver's muscle, I ain't thin. Captain, tell the people move back further. I'm at the finish line and ain't no drill. It's so far behind, but you ain't got the brains to quit it. When she blows up, she'll scatter across the hills, Lord, Lord. When she blows up, she'll scatter across the hills. Now John Henry had a little woman, I believe the lady's name was Polly Ann. Yeah, that was his good woman. John Henry threw his hammer over his shoulder and he went on home. Early next morning he said, come here, Polly Ann, come here, sugar. He said, you know, I've been laying here watching that sun come up, and I believe this is the first time I've seen a sun come up that I couldn't come up with it. He said, dirty mind. He said, take that hammer, Polly Ann, go to that railroad, and when you swing with a lead man, you tell him that ain't all I could do. Tell him, I could hoist a jack, and I could lay a track. I could pick and shovel, too. Ain't no machine can. That's been proved to you. There was a big crowd of mourners at the church house. The section hands laid him in the sand. Trains go by on the rails, John Henry. Down and take off the hat when they come to where he's laying, resting his back. They say, morning, steel driver, you sure was a hammer swinger. Then they go on by, picking up a little speed, clickety-clack. Yeah, yonder lies a steel driving man, Lord, Lord. Yonder lies a steel driving man. Yeah, yonder lies a steel driving man, Lord, Lord. Yonder lies a steel driving man. Thank you.
can start a scary thought in the toothpaste. It's not too late since some toothpaste got enveloped in your sticker shock. I gotta tell ya, it's a barrage, it's a barrage, it's a mirage.
We are the tigers, we need self-reference. We are so divided, let us in.
Change is all.
Good evening. I'm Larry Daniel, and you're listening to The Midnight Snack here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, Louisiana. We started off the show with Buck Owens live at the London Palladium with Johnny B. Goode. Then we heard The Legend of John Henry's Hammer by Johnny Cash from the Johnny Cash at Folsom Prison album. After that, we listened to Nitpickin' by Danny Gatton from the Unfinished Business album. She'll Come Back to Me was after that by Cake from the Fashion Nugget album. We heard Beautiful Way by Beck from the Midnight Vultures album. Then we listened to Tigers by Stephen Malkmus from his album of last year, Mirror Traffic, and from another album from last year, we heard Stevie Jackson's Man of God from the I Can't Get No Stevie Jackson album. Next up, we'll listen to a little Nelson Riddle here on The Midnight Snack.
I want you to know that I love my baby, and my baby loves me. A short time ago, we went out together to a place called Far Out, Upper Limbo. The rhythm was there. Something special was in the air. I reached over and held my baby's hand. She gave me a little squeeze. I knew we were in the same key. Everything was beginning to swing in a quiet, cool, warm way. My baby didn't say anything. Just looked at me with that special look my baby has. I looked back with that special look I get when my baby looks at me with that special look she gets. I couldn't help myself. was love for sure. I picked my baby up, danced over to the stage, and I told the leader, "Leader, this is my baby." He just said, "Crazy." My baby gave him a special look, like she does. He could see my baby had eyes to swing, so he adjusted the mic and simply said in his complicated way, "Of course." And my baby's shy, so I gave it the first try. Waiter, two glasses of warm milk, please.
Time without a word. snap at you. I like you so. It was because I could not be you. I couldn't look at you and see you. Blue eyes. You said my bed was warm, that you felt safe and good, while I just stared. You spread the news around, I loved another one instead of you. I came around, you would not see me. I held your hand, so quietly to hover next to me, conditionally. But a moment of shame is too much to bear. Your eyes, your golden hair, I'm all alone.
terrify the land, you are pestle and mortar, your first love's new order, Mother Nature's son, king of the Everglades, population one. I write poetry for myself, I write poetry for myself. year of jacked up sorrow. I want you to love me. You send me a coffin of roses. I guess that's the way that things go these days. Take pills, for instance. I heard they're no good for you. I won't, and I never will, she said.
I won't, and I never will. 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 Don't be ashamed or disgusted with yourselves. Don't be ashamed or disgusted with yourselves. I thumb through the books on your shelves. I thumb through the books on your shelves. I thumb through the books on your shelves. I thumb through the books on your shelves.
Room is dark and heavy. with what I wanna say. I see murals in your radio static and on your blue, blue jeans. What would you say if I asked you to run away? It's been done so many times, I hardly know what it means.
It was Blue Arrangements by the Silver Jews. Before that, we heard Blue Eyes by Destroyer. We heard Her Eyes Are Blue Million Miles by Captain Beefheart. Before that, Little Blue Eyes by Palace Music. We heard Blue Eyes, another song by Hollow Moon, from their album that came out last year, Closer Than Blood. We heard Baby Blue by Badfinger. And we started the little set off with My Baby by Ken Nordine from the Beat Generation Music and Poetry album. I'm Larry Daniel, and you're listening to The Midnight Snack here on 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, Louisiana. And I just want to give you a simple reminder. This program and all other programs are supported by you, the listener, as well as the University of Louisiana at Lafayette and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Tonight we're going to close the show off with Behind Blue Eyes by The Who, from The Who by Numbers expanded CD. Here is Behind Blue Eyes. Have a good night, snackers.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man, behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dream, empty as my conscience.
My love is vengeance that's never free. No one knows what it's like to feel these feelings like I do, and I blame you. No one fights back as hard on their end. None of my pain will can show through, but my dreams they aren't as empty as my conscience seems to be. I have hours only lonely. My love is vengeance that's never free.
Thank you.